Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
Johnny Londoff is a proud supporter of the free Dotem movement and wants to get you involved in Dotem's freedom. Just ask for Johnny the Third or Chip when calling or visiting and mention Free Dotem to receive $500 toward the purchase of a new or used vehicle. Speaking of, Johnny Londoff needs used cars and prefers to buy them from customers. They're looking for all makes and models and will surprise you with what they're offering. Don't forget to mention Free Dotem when you call Johnny Londoff.
To the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug on 590 The Fan
and
InsideSTL.com.
She says she's too old.
Great to have a PMA legend, Joshua, bring us back. Hope you were there that day at Lumiere for his performance.
Right, he was good.
He was something.
We liked him.
This is kind of like what Porn Star
music
sounds like.
The song that Dillian's involved with?
Yeah.
Well, in just
it sounds kind of like Boy Foy.
This was his big hit, Boy Foy.
It was.
No, Little Angels, I think.
I think Little Angels. It was on the B-side, wasn't it, Little Angel?
Yeah, I could have got a bunch of airplay on that if they'd have let me take over.
Well, why don't you still do it? The song's out there.
It's a little old.
Well, next Thursday.
People don't have to know that. Jay, we're talking about this tune.
I understand.
All right.
But next Thursday is a giant night in TMA history. We will be at Dorset Road in Maryland Heights. And Iggy, Hot Shots is where we'll be. What did I say? Something different? Or
no, you just gave the address.
So no, Hot Shots. Our TMA lives are always at Hot Shots, and I do believe Jay Boyd will be coming to this one. Iggy, I'll let you do the introduction of the young lady who will also be coming to Hot Shots next Thursday, a superstar in the adult film industry.
Well, people that listen to this show and follow me on Facebook and Twitter, they know that Dillian Harper is probably one of my favorite people in the world. From the first time I saw her, it wasn't her performance. It was her smile. She was bubbly. I see where she's so friendly to all of her fans on Facebook and not Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram. The way she treats her fans at the AVN the last couple of years, had the chance to finally meet her 2 years ago at the AVN. She is kind enough. She'll be featuring at Hustler Club the 26th and 27th, but she was kind enough with her assistant Leo to come in a day early so she can hang out with us at our TMA Live at Dorset, the one and only Dillian Harper. Dillian, how are you, sweetie?
Sweetie.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Great. We can't wait to see you here in St. Louis next week.
I can't wait to come and visit for the first time. So, yeah.
Never
and
been to St. Louis. Yeah, you never
no,
been to St. Louis.
No, where, never.
Where are you from originally, Dillian?
Jupiter.
Originally from Florida.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, our hangout for spring training.
And I hate to bum everybody out, but Wikipedia is wrong about the Jupiter thing. I'm not from Jupiter, Florida. Hmm. So.
So where is it? Hurt. Where is it in Florida? Where are you from in Florida, sweetie?
Winter Haven, Arbondale is where I was born, but I moved around a lot because my dad was a musician, so I was constantly, it felt like teacher dancing anyways at a young age. So I've been like in Gainesville, Tampa, Orlando, all over Florida growing up. So.
And then you moved to L.A. and now you're in Philadelphia. So a few months from now, something you're not used to, there's going to be some cold weather down there.
Right. I'm not looking forward to that, for sure. I'm definitely still a Florida girl. Definitely.
Well, then why the hell are you living in Philadelphia?
I wanted to touch, first of all, I basically built my name on the West Coast and things in L.A. and Vegas, and I kind of wanted to come on the East Coast and touch, you know, a different area and stuff than I have, and be able to spread my name and stuff on this coast versus just the West Coast. So,
how'd you get into show business, gal?
I stumbled into it, kind of. I was trying to make a long story short here. I was 19 and I was camming and I was a senior and was camming late at night when my parents would go to sleep and stuff, and yeah, I was a naughty little girl I was. I was in one of the chat rooms and had a member like, why don't you just do porn? And so, you know, I was such a gay man, I Googled it and Googled all my first, I never really watched porn, like, before I even shot my first scene. So I was that type, very, 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 like, naive and new to it.
And what did your parents think when they found out about it?
I didn't want them to, you know, the whole, like, popular thing that seems to happen is people don't want to tell their family, and then they end up finding out through a friend or, you know, seeing something online. And I don't know, my parents raised me to be pretty honest, so I just came out and told them before I even shot the first scene what I was doing, and that I was in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and that, yeah, I was about to shoot my first scene. I just want to let you know because, yeah, people find out, and I don't want you to find out that way. And yeah, let's just say wasn't really happy about it. So.
Yeah, but that was a tough conversation to have.
Oh, yes. Pretty much. But
they support you now, or are they still upset by it?
You know, my mom still, and my dad. You know, I don't think it's anything too easy for a dad to take lightly. You know what I mean? No matter who, you know, it's your daughter. But we all grow up, and yeah, I just think that your parents always see you, you know, as their little child. You know, it's kind of hard to grow out of that. You don't want to see certain things, so it's right. Understandable.
Yes,
kind of like my dad when he got me a job at AB, and I said, "Nah, I'm getting into radio." Hey, before we get into everything going to be coming up next Thursday, next weekend, talk about the new single out, Porn Star. I listened to it yesterday. It's hard to play on this show because I would have to bleep out quite a bit. It's kind of a catchy tune. How did that all come about?
I met a local Philly artist, Ryan Banks, through a mutual friend of mine, and we went into studio. It was my first time being in studio. We jumped in one night and just had a bunch of fun. He like let me listen to the beat and like gave me my lyrics, and like, yeah, it was like just have fun with it. And so we recorded it one time, and like I loved it. I thought it was something awesome to be able to like come out on my feature dances and stuff, like be my opening song for when I tour and things. Like, I was really looking for a fun, hip, like groovy song, like it's so dorky, but yeah. And I felt like, you know, Porn Star was perfect for my industry and the girls, and not just me either, like, yeah, just a fun, hip song. So
yeah, it's kind of cool, actually. I listened to it yesterday.
Even though it has a lot of provocative things, but that is porn, isn't it?
Yeah, it's porn star. It's not going to be like a Miley Cyrus song from the, you know, early 2000s.
Well, let me ask you this question, Dillian, because I'm looking at him right now via WikiFeet.
What? Oh.
No, I think it's a fair question. How do you personally, yourself, feel about your feet? Some people think I have a foot fetish. It's actually a mild infatuation. It's not a foot fetish. But I'm curious, how do you feel about your own feet?
And that's Jay, not Iggy, by the way.
How do I feel about my own feet?
Do you like them?
At first, I totally did not get this whole foot fetish thing.
Fondness.
Like, a lot of the stuff that I shot for foot fetish stuff was just hilarious to me. I didn't really find anything sexy about the feet. And then I started doing, like, more girls and stuff like that. And I always thought, like, it was really sexy and hot. Like, and something about it, like, when someone, you know, when the girl is, like, bite with the soles of my feet or, you know, like, lick it with the tip of her tongue,
okay,
my toes,
sir.
It would tickle me and stuff. Like, it was something very arousing about that.
All right, then let me take it a step further. You're going to be here next Thursday. We do a thing, we have done a thing for a number of years called Foot Fetish Friday, where I get to see a gal's feet and potentially just touch them a little bit. Do you think we might be able to pull that off?
Are you going to give me a foot massage? Is that what you're saying?
I'll do whatever you want me to do to those feet.
Easy, Jay.
All right. Well, I'll make sure I get a pretty pedicure for you.
Oh, now we're talking next Thursday. The great Dillian.
What's your favorite color?
Red would be so money, Dillian.
Okay. All right. I'll see what I can do about that.
You got it. Now, how active are you still today?
We'll put that on the schedule for next Thursday. That's not one of the games. We'll put that down now. Feet.
Yeah. Cardinals and Reds tonight.
Are you still extremely active, or is it one of those situations where you've done a number of films and created and established yourself, and you're doing more of the dancing like you're going to do next weekend?
Basically, the second one. I mean, well, I'm sure you've heard a lot of the girls and stuff are doing, you know, the OnlyFans.
Yep.
Doing, like, most of the personal content and stuff, especially ones who have established a name and a brand for themselves. Now, with touching into the music industry and things, now people are concerned about me leaving the adult industry. And it's not leaving, or I'm really, you know, I want to do it all. So, but... yeah, I definitely have established more of my name and can do more of my own stuff. It's more exciting that way. And, yeah, it's just a brand new chapter of it all. So.
And I think that's where a lot of the girls are going. Now, you have Dillian Harper Exclusive, where you put your own stuff out there for your fans. And be honest, I mean, you have 400,000 followers on Twitter and more on Instagram, so you have a huge following. It would make sense that you do your own stuff that you own, because so much of the stuff the girls are doing now with companies ends up getting stolen anyway and going all over the internet, where people aren't paying, have to pay for it anymore. With yours, I mean, if you want to see Dillian Harper, you go to her website and it's all your own stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And linked into the OnlyFans and the Fan Centers now and stuff. Definitely you can find more of that personal content where it's not, you know, all found on free ones or all that. So,
yeah. Now I do hear through the grapevine that, you may be getting into doing more mainstream stuff with major companies in the future.
Yeah, I've been speaking with a few companies in the mainstream world and also into the adult industry about even doing like a huge comeback movie and stuff. But to do that, it would, you know, have to be a XXX parody or, you know, a big movie like the girls have done in the past. It's a lot. I'm also with the song release, I'm going to be doing a music video and performing it live. And so, yeah, it's just exciting. And I'm doing, you know, a part one, part two of the music video. So more like a PG-13 and then more of a rated R type of version. So for the song.
We're speaking with Dillian Harper. She will be at TMA Live next Thursday at Hot Shots, Maryland Heights. I want to ask...
And then the weekend at Hustler Club.
Yeah, the weekend at Hustler Club, where you really get to see Dillian
We'll have maybe
perform.
Friday, depending on if I win my Fan Page Championship match, if I'm in a mood.
Oh, no.
Friday or Saturday night, a bunch of us are from the show, and from the listeners are going to come hang out for one of the shows, so it'll be a fun weekend.
No doubt.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I do want to ask you about working with Cherie DeVille. Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Oh, come on. How can anyone give her a thumbs down? Like, she's amazing.
Well, it truly looked like you were enjoying everything.
Okay, Jay.
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, what's not to enjoy? That's good, for sure.
Good point.
Yeah. Well, you know, the clip we play on the show, you know you're one of my favorites of all time. That's Cherie DeVille. Cherie. Did that interview in her hotel suite, which was a fun evening. Yeah. Yeah. I will
She's
say, though.
She's such a goofball.
Oh, she is. And I said it before, but if you see Dillian, like, you know, Lana Rose and I are on the outs.
Yes, you are.
Basically, because of the AVNs, she thought she was hot S, didn't talk to anybody while everybody else is signing autographs and meeting their fans. She's sitting on a couch texting and is too busy to even talk to the fans. Dillian, out of all the people I've seen at AVNs in the last 2 years, and that's probably 100 people I've interviewed, Dillian spends more time with her fans, doesn't take a break, spends time with them, takes pictures, signs autographs, chats with them. You get it because, you know, these people are the ones that are actually keeping you in the business by paying for your stuff. You are better with your fans than I think any star I've ever met.
Well, my fans are, you know, persona of me. I feel like a lot of times, you know, it's your fans represent who you are as a person. I feel like you have a lot in common with a lot of your fans and what you like and movies and music and stuff like personality, so that makes it easier for me to, you know, be in that moment and things. Because I'm just being myself. I don't have to be, you know, something I'm not, I guess. So I'm just real.
in your personal life, guys or gals, which takes precedence?
Oh, Dakota Hudson going for the Redbirds tonight.
Well, it used to be guys, and now I'm like it's even though it's more complicated when you add in the boy-girl-girl there in personal life, it's not like it's on film. I still have to say more of the guys. As much as I love the playtime with the girls and stuff, I've always playtime. Been into originally the guys, so I can't lie.
If you had a pick out of all the scenes you've done,
okay, Iggy.
Favorite male performer you've worked with and favorite female performer you've worked
question.
With? Great
question.
I asked her this question at the AVN, and then Biff followed up with favorite French fry.
Right.
But favorite male performer and favorite female performer you've worked with?
Well, I hate to give favorites because I'm not good with the favorites, but I can give you, you know, we of course know Cherie DeVille, but I've also, you know, I've been working with Kendra Lust. I'm more into the older, you know, mature woman, like, honestly, type of scene. So, and the guys, shoot, man, it's even harder to try to choose from. Rick, I'd have to say, as much as, like, I feel like a lot of people talk shit about him.
You can't say that. Whoa, no, you can't say that.
That's all right. We got it. We got it.
We'll be
all
right.
Poop. They talk about him. Yeah, right. No, I guess I'd have to say, like, either Chad White or, like, Johnny Sins is also a really good performer. Yeah, so those would be my names. Sorry.
Did you work with, I haven't checked that, I know that you did one. Did you do a scene with Peter North, or was this company you did something with?
He actually shot me for his company, and he performed in me as well. So it was one of those older guy scenes.
Yeah, he's getting up there, but he's still kind of studly, though.
Yeah, right, for the age.
Yeah, for a 60-year-old porn star, he's still in pretty good shape.
Well, we cannot wait to see you next week here in St. Louis. I'm looking forward to the Red Toes. I'm sure all the Dillionaires, Iggy, will be coming out in full force.
They will. Before we let you go, though, give us all the places we can find you, your Twitter account, your Instagram account, website, where they can find the single, all the good stuff.
My Twitter is Dillian Harper, and my Instagram is DillianHarperExclusive_com. My website's DillianHarperExclusive.com, and you can find the song on all the major music outlets. So,
and if you go to my, I have a link to it on my Twitter account too. So if you go to my Twitter feed, I have the link up there.
Awesome, and me too. So it's out there, guys.
It's out there.
I'm promoting it. If you follow me, you'll see it. Thank you guys so much.
You got it, girl.
I can't wait till next week.
Say five and tell Leo I said hi, and we'll see you next Thursday.
I will.
There it is.
Take care.
All right,
Dillian
you,
Harper. Doug, good job. Dillian will be with us and it now appears like she may be wearing red nail polish.
That answered that question. That was part of my email to Leo, and I never heard an answer, and people are saying, is she going to do the feed? I said, I haven't got an answer. We just got the answer. It looks like she is into it.
She is very involved on WikiFeet. Those of you people like Kevin Miller that go to that site can see that she's done a lot of footwork.
Has she? I didn't know that.
Yes. So I'm looking forward to meeting Dillian. It'd be great to be with Timmy, Doug, you, and Plowsy, and Gangster Pete, and everybody else.
Carly Lawrence.
Yep, she will be there. All right, I've got a vamoose, but before we do, I'm going to bring on Mr. Mark Hanna and say good morning to him. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Hansy.
Morning. Morning, gentlemen. That's a tough act to follow.
Absolutely. No question about it. Good luck. You boys, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Jay.
All right.
We'll see. You haven't done any adult work yourself, have you, Hansy?
It's something I'm not allowed to talk about on this forum, but, you know, if somebody wants to call and talk about finance, I'm glad to talk about some of the more risque situations in my life.
And we should give Dillian Mark's number because he can help her out with her finances because she's starting to rack up some money now.
Oh, well, good for her, and I will say that the first time that I worked with someone in the adult entertainment was a little bit striking, and that is a true story, gentlemen.
Really? I bet you've had some interesting clients over the years.
One or two, and fortunately I'm bound by confidentiality, so I'm not allowed to talk about it, but I can allude to some awkward conversations on couches.
Yeah,
and I don't want to turn this into adult entertainment talk, but a lot of these girls, the successful ones, and we bring up Lisa Ansch, a friend of the show, who has done well for herself, made some good investments, didn't waste her money, have somebody like Mark Hanna helping them. So when the time comes that they want to step away, they have something put away and not just splurging all their money.
Got to live for today, but also make some good decisions for the future. You don't end up right back where you started because then all that work goes for nothing.
Yeah. And you don't have to be wealthy to get help from someone like you, right? In fact, those are probably the people that need your help more than anyone.
And I know that there is an idea that you have to have a lot of money, so to speak, in order to get help with your finances. And so that's why we talk about I help everyday people. I grew up in South County. I went to Melville High School. My friends were everyday people, so I just help everyday people. It's still what I'm a part of. So it's people that, like me, got a couple of kids, you got a mortgage, you want to save for retirement, save for education, make sure that if you get hit by the bus, that the family's going to be okay. These are just everyday concerns. Those are the people that I help, same as where I came from, same as the people that I'm around right now. Those are my clients. Those are the people that I enjoy working with. And when I talk to the TMA folks, seems like most of us are all in the same boat in some capacity. So those are the people that I help make sure that you're getting things done right. And that nagging feeling in the back of your head that says, is there something I'm missing? Is there something I'm overlooking? Am I doing it right? Those are the questions that we can help you answer.
I think most of us tend to live pretty much paycheck to paycheck nowadays and a little bit above our means. What's the best way for somebody to get started saving and putting a little bit of money away?
If you haven't done anything, a real good way to think about it is, can you carve in some sort of bill that you have to pay every month to yourself? The word that you use is pay yourself first. And so personally, yes, I think that it's important to save a good amount of money. And a good amount of money is different for every person. But I don't care if you're just getting started. I don't care if you're going to do $25 a month, $50 a month, $100, $10 a month. I don't care the amount that you start with. I just want to see you start paying yourself a bill every month so that you can start to build your savings. It's easier to go from $25 to $50 than from $0 to $50. So start with something, do that bill every month, and gradually grow it over time.
And if you got a company that will match a little bit on the 401k, you'd be crazy not to take advantage of that, right? I bet you see a lot of people that don't do that, though.
Fortunately, more and more people are doing it, but that is a beautiful starting point. You want to have short-term money and long-term money. Short-term money is cash in the bank. Long-term money is retirement. If you can put money into a 401k you're not going to lose a dollar for every dollar you put in because it might be pre-tax. And then the company's going to put in money. So you might put in 3% of what you make. You lose 2%. And because of the match, you get 6% bonus. It's a great way to go, losing relatively little amount of money.
Yeah, and the stock market just keeps going up, 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 too. You see any end in sight to that? I know I think I asked you that last week or the week before, and nobody's got the crystal ball. But certainly the signs are pretty optimistic, aren't they?
Well, and there are always tailwinds and headwinds. Taxes are low. The economy is booming. Companies are making more money than ever. And the stock market is at its highest point, and sometimes it goes down. One thing I know is that for the long-term money, if you're going to be around for 10, 15, 20 years from now, we want to make sure that we're growing money because every year, everything that we buy gets more expensive. That's inflation. So you got to be in stocks in some capacity in order to overcome it. And so if it's going to go down, that's okay. Allow for time to play itself out. Short-term, it could go down. Long-term, take a look at the lines. Every line on the internet, start low, go high. The trend is going to continue.
And what's the best way for someone to get in touch with you, Mark?
Well, the best way is by phone because that's where I'm most responsive. But email works also. Phone is 314-889-0503. You can go onto the website, evergreenstl.com. Click on me. It'll have my email. Shoot me an email. I'll get a hold of you.
Sounds very good. Mark Hanna, thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, boys.
All right, that is our friend Mark Hanna. Of course, listening into all this is another friend, Biff. Biff is online, too. Can we talk to Biff? Is Biff still in Italy? Biff? Biff, are you there? Biff?
Hi, Doug. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Yes, I'm okay. Are you still in Italy?
Yeah, is Jay there?
Jay just left. He had something he had to do.
Oh, okay. I just called. Yeah, I'm still in Italy. I called seeing if I could be one of the 12 people that's invited to Iggy's patio, Iggy.
Oh, you know you're invited, buddy.
You're not allowed to use the restroom, apparently.
Well, you can pee outside.
I don't care.
No, you're definitely, you're always invited, you know that.
All right. You going to be there next Thursday? Sure. You going to be there next Thursday?
Is it Thursday? Yeah, of course.
Well, all right, good.
And it's ask Dillian anything, so you can get some more food questions in there.
That sounds great. Yeah. It's, So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, so you only got room for 12. You sure you got room for me, Iggy? I don't want to cut anybody out, you know?
No, Biff, you know, there's certain people that are always invited, and you know you're invited.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I Uber to every TMA for the last, like, 4 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because you want to be free to...
Them things and, huh?
You want to be free to drink. You want to be free to drink however much you want to drink.
Yeah, how can you go to one of those things and not be drinking? That'd be crazy.
Well, a lot of people think you have to be drunk to understand much of what we say, but I guess. So what are you doing on your vacation? What's been going on in Italy? I want to hear about that.
Oh, let's see. I just made it up to a place called Lake Como, if you ever heard of it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's where the wedding is. Tonight's like a pre-party. So I'll send you some photos, Doug. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
That's a rich area up there.
Yeah, no kidding. I had to figure out the train system, and then I had to figure out the bus system, and nobody I was talking to spoke much English, so I kept passing my phone over to other people to talk on it to the people on the other end, you know, like a third-party communication line.
Yeah. I keep seeing this video for this new app they have where someone speaks their foreign language into your phone and it immediately spits out in English what they said. Maybe you need to get that if you're going to travel abroad.
Sure would have been helpful today, but I made it.
Yeah. All right.
Did you find me any Spartacus stuff?
Not yet, but I will. I'll be looking for it. I got about 5 more days, you know.
Oh, okay.
You were talking about the driverless cars, Doug?
Yeah.
Would you get in one of those? Would you get in one?
Sure. If they get it worked out, maybe not right now, but when they get it worked out to where they work perfectly, absolutely.
Have you ever rode with or, you know, in someone that has that, what I have on my truck, you can, once you're going down, the highway, you can hit a button, your cruise control, and then you turn automatic steering on, Have you ever been in a vehicle that does that? And it's basically, it is driving itself.
Yeah.
You're just sitting in the seat.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah. It's coming. Yeah. It's all coming. When you get into an Uber or a bus or an airplane or a train, you're pretty much doing the same thing. You're relying on someone else to do all the driving. You have no control over it.
Yeah. I was at the Kentucky Derby like 4 years ago when I bought that truck I have now. You seen the big truck I have, the black one?
Right.
And I drove, it's a 4-hour drive from Louisville to St. Louis. Once I got on the highway, I turned that on. I never touched the steering wheel for 4 hours. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah.
And you have it in cruise control?
Now, it's not really meant for that. It's meant for if you're not paying attention that it steers you back into your lane. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right. Keep you from falling asleep anyway or being distracted and driving right off the road.
Yeah, like if you're playing with your phone, it'll turn, get you back in your lane instead of veering over the lines. Yeah. You know how it works? It runs off of radar. They shoot radar at the white lines. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah. And that thing keeps you between the white lines.
Yeah. Hey, on another subject, okay. You ever use a boudet, Doug?
A bidet? Yes, I have. I had a condo in Miami that had a bidet in it.
You're kind of handy, aren't they?
It'll get you washed out. Yeah, it'll get you cleaned up.
Yeah, you ain't got
any drip. Well, now, why would you bring that up? Why would you bring that up?
Well, there's one in my room at this cottage place I'm staying. There's one in my bathroom. I just checked it out. It's wet and wild. I like it.
That'll get you cleaned up right nice like.
Yeah, you don't need as much paper neither.
No, okay, that's enough.
Kind of the point of it.
Let's just leave it that it's nice. It's wet and wild.
Yeah.
It's mainly for women though, isn't it?
Hey.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's supposed to be kind of. It works, but I think it's mostly designed for women. I think you don't see very many of them. That's for sure.
Works well for the backside of the man, too, though.
What are you pouring now? Did you just pour coffee?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard.
I'm just sitting here.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well, all right, Biff. It's always good to hear from you. What?
Yeah. I went to a karaoke bar last night. That was fun.
Oh, did you?
We hung out there. Yeah. Yeah. And, let's see. Went to an all-night diner. Got some lasagna about 3:30 in the morning. Big thing of lasagna and about... Oh, I was trying to top off at about 20 beers last night,
Yeah, that's a nice number. Nice round number.
Yeah.
So the food's pretty good. Is the food there really better than what you get here?
I'm not going to grade it yet because I've only really ate here for one day.
Yeah.
So right now it's below my expectations, but, I got 5 more days. So I'm going to judge it at the end.
Right. Okay. That's fair. That'd be very fair.
I think it's more about just where you happen to end up. You can get a so-so meal anywhere, or it might be great. You just don't know if you've never been there, right?
They have Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and all that where you're staying?
There was a McDonald's right next to my hotel last night.
Oh, nice. Yeah, they're all over. Yeah.
There's one here at the Lake Como, too.
Is there?
That's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like you're having a good time, Biff.
Hey, Iggy, you need me to bring any things for the party? Like, you want me to bring some booze or anything, or some celery sticks or something?
No, buddy. I mean, I'll have beer there, and if you want a mixed drink, I'll have that. Unless you don't like the kind of beer I drink. I mainly have Red Stripe and Corona, but...
Yeah, I'll bring some extra beers.
Okay.
And maybe I'll have a Spartacus gift to present to you that night, too.
That'd be a treat.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
All right, Biff, we got to run. We got some more spots to do here.
Oh, okay. Have fun with your spots.
Okay, we'll try. We'll try. All right, thank you, Biff. That was Biff in Italy.
And my DraftKings team just sucks.
Well, it might have been better had you talked to someone at Duke's about it, because there are a lot of sports experts there at Duke's in the sports bar on the first floor. Duke's is in Soulard, and it is 3-3-3 bars in one. That sports bar would have a lot of experts that could help you with your club, Iggy. They've got the 12 rotating drafts loaded with sports memorabilia and TVs. It's a perfect place to catch the game, get a great bite to eat, and maybe get some good advice for your DraftKings team. They got the patio bar there, good spot for day drinking with your friends, your furry friends. It's pet friendly. And then they've got that upstairs bar. And the upstairs bar would be open tonight because it's Thursday. It's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Duke's is upstairs, is rocking and rolling as St. Louis' hottest dance floor. Come check out Duke's in Soulard before and after the Blues and Cardinal games. You can park at Duke's, hop on their free shuttle to any downtown home game. That's really nice way to go. Duke's happy hour is Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, featuring great savings on pints, bottles, cocktails, and apps. That's Duke's 3 bars in one. All right, is Hoffman going to come in and read the emails again?
No, he's not here today.
Oh, he isn't?
No, they're on remote, so Plowsy has to read them.
Unless Pete
wants to read them.
Well, that would be a different treat.
I thought
Hoff's
here.
What? Well...
Is he? I thought he said he was.
I saw him.
I thought he changed and said today they're on remote and Friday he can't do it.
He may have just checked in and then left. But, you know, we don't read real well.
Man, I hate reading.
Just as a general rule of thumb or emails?
I finished it. Emails. In general, I find reading kind of annoying, but it's educational.
You find reading annoying.
Small words today.
Small words?
Okay, the emails are in.
Oh, at least I have a couple minutes be able to read them myself here. Oh, absolutely. Doug, you take the show over.
All right. Well, we don't have much of a show to take over here.
We're down to you and then me and Iggy.
Iggy, what did you think of your friend Dillian?
Do we have all the live spots done?
I think we have.
We got St. Louis Cardinals talk about their giveaway that they have every time.
Oh, I didn't see that
go
one.
Out there and...
Well, you look for that and I'll say. I thought Dillian was fine. She's kind of, people don't think this about porn stars, but she really is kind of shy. You know, she'll talk to her fans, but you know, when it comes to interviews and, you know, she's really not that outgoing. So, she was kind of a little spry there, which normally at that time of the morning, she's not. So
I can't imagine how these girls had that conversation with their parents when they finally get them together and sit them down and say, this is what I'm going to do with my life. I can't imagine how that conversation
I told you
would
how
go.
My buddy, I mean, it's completely different when you're behind the camera as opposed to your only daughter.
Yes.
You know, drilling it out. But my buddy just handed them a $50,000 check and go, thanks for raising me. That's how he told his parents about porn. Yeah.
He wrote a check to them for $50,000.
Wrote a check for 50 grand, handed it to him and told them what he did.
And how did the parents
Dad was not happy at all.
No, I don't think they want the son's money.
The mom, yeah, they were reluctant to take the cash. But I think they did. And the mom was a little bit more understanding. The dad, kind of old school. He's a he was a conservation officer, so very, you know, very strict outdoors guy. So he didn't really think, you know, his son getting into porn was necessarily the best.
How much money is this guy making if he can just write a check for $50,000 cash to his parents?
It's unreal, Doug. It's
like a couple hundred thousand?
More than that.
Well, don't just dismiss it.
He probably makes a base of like $350,000, $400,000, and he gambles a lot, and he's very successful at, you know, making money and gambling. Has been ever since he's been in Vegas, so it's...
What's he gambling on? Sports or poker?
Video poker. He'll bet on sports and
he's
Texas
making
Hold'em.
Money on video poker?
Blackjack, video poker, Texas Hold'em. And occasional sports betting, but that's not kind of his main thing that he does. But, I mean, you're talking... Six figures, you know, the high six figures.
By playing video poker and blackjack.
Well, I mean, his main source of income is porn and editing porn. So, like...
Just editing. Gambling. Come on, he can't make that much money as an editor.
No, he does. He's full service. He's a full service producer, editor. I mean, he does it all. Like, his background is phenomenal.
Well, editing's pretty easy for that kind of stuff.
No,
to get paid over 300 grand to edit.
I think for him it's the long hours because those shoots take forever because you need that perfect shot, and he says a lot of disgusting things happen as well on set that you have to deal with. You have to deal with personalities that aren't really reliable, you know, and some that are, you know, some have shady agents and...
But that still doesn't mean you're going to make a lot of money just because you deal with difficult people.
No, but he's met the right people. I mean, he's right where he needs to be. I mean, he's planning on retiring in 5 years, so that's his goal.
5 years, and he's your age?
Yeah, he's 30. Yeah, he's 30.
Well, then he's making millions if he can retire in 5 years.
No, he wants to retire from porn. I think he'll probably have some secondary ventures, but I think he wants to get out of porn in 5 years. So that kind
might as well just gamble.
I don't know if gambling could be his next venture, but you can take that money you made from porn and invest it or, you know... Find some thing to do to continue to make money and buy Cardinal tickets.
Yeah, he'll have plenty of money for that. You know, the Cardinals host the Houston Astros the weekend of July 26th to the 28th with great giveaways all series long, including a 2004 Mystery Player jersey presented by Cooper Tires. Get your tickets today at thecardinals.com/promotions. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
A lot of good promotions next weekend. I'll be there.
You know, it's not that expensive to go to these games anymore. I was talking to somebody over there the other night. They've got tickets for the Cubs game for $10. Promotional tickets for the Cubs for $10.
A lot of those games they do. That's how these people get there, and they buy 90, 100 tickets for like $6 each and then go down and get all the bobbleheads. So there's a lot of these games you can buy those tickets in the upper deck for $4, $6, $8.
Madison and I have tried to sell tickets too, like, you know, 149 face value for like 40 a piece, and they won't get sold. I mean, it's amazing how cheap people go nowadays, because it is boring, mediocre team for the most part. Yeah, they've had a good run lately, but no one can. I mean, if you had a marketable guy, I think Goldschmidt is a star, but he's not personality-wise a marketable star. So it's not like a Bryce Harper or somebody, you know, like a Clayton Kershaw you go out and need to see.
Yeah, maybe.
So people
not
buy $5, $10 tickets and out the door and then, you know, move accordingly.
And there are a lot of people who are finding their homes so comfortable because they switched to Design Air.
Oh, gosh,
that
yes.
they don't want to leave. Don't wait for the truly hot weather to get your air conditioning worked on. Beat the rush. Call Design Air Heating and Cooling today to schedule your maintenance tune-up so your air conditioner is always ready to go. If this is the year you need to replace your system, Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest, and it's hard to stop a train. You've heard us talk about this for years now, how all of us, me and the Cat and Tim, we're all Design Air customers. Seth Goldkamp has taken care of us real nice-like. Design Air is the kind of company you can recommend to friends and family with confidence, because he'll take care of your stepdad real nice. See, that's in the copy, and I always stumble upon it. I don't think it's coming, and then I read that line that you can do it with confidence because he'll take care of your stepdad real nice. Like, that's why Design Air is the official air conditioning company of the Morning After. For an AC tune-up, a new train system, or any other heating and cooling need, contact Design Air at designairservice.com.
Well, should we just get this over with, Doug?
Stepdad, real nice like.
Take care of him. We love
Well,
stepdad.
You got the emails right there?
We're ready to go, Doug.
Okay.
You're ready to do it.
All right. I don't have them. You got them?
Yep.
Okay, where's my pen? I need to write down the check marks if I hear anything good. Well, all right. Go ahead, Plowsy.
My first Uber ride was a flat pony show. I rode with my stocky buddy to the bar, and he wanted to stay till closing time. He had this wounded deer theory. Hit on the drunkest girl in the bar. My homeboy had a mission. He was finna lick some toes, and there was no stopping him. I took a double take looking at my Uber app. Driver, 6'2", Oxford shirt, size 10 loafers, and assless khakis.
Okay.
He pulled up, and I'm, dude, where's your car? He said, not tonight, fella. I'm the horse, and you've got the saddle. Together, we're gonna ride, ride, ride. Needless to say, I was walking funny for days. That from Justin Yermuth.
Justin Yermuth.
Good lead
He's
off
new.
Hitter. Good lead off hitter. Morning, fellas.
Yermuth, is that a German name?
It's I think it's your mouth. Justin Yermuth.
Oh,
but,
I
wanted to avoid
to
you getting another drop put on you.
Okay.
Morning, fellas. Great show today. Doug carried the program as usual. I just wanted to point out one of my favorite moments and random thought. Solid work by Iggy turning the 8 o'clock hour into swap shop so he can get a part that's not worth more than the car itself. If Tan Man and Bee Sting Harper had babies, the kids would look like exactly like Oompa Loompas. Hmm. That is from Peg Boy, the Butch of St. Louis.
Peg Boy, the Butch of St. Louis.
Strong batch. I can only imagine the reason why the crusted tilapia boot face doesn't want people going into his apartment. There are people you call your friends and you're making them pee outside like dogs. Follow these instructions to become a normal person in society. Just carve out 45 minutes of whatever stupid old-time show you're watching the next week and sweep up the hundreds of toenail clippings on the floor, bleach your probably blackish, moldy toilet, put all the various lubes around the house under the sink, open your windows to let that stank from the past three dead victims out, wash your body fluids, infested sheets and couch, and finally go buy some Raid and kill all those fruit flies living in your kitchen. Mm. Complete these steps and you won't be embarrassed to let people in. Also, if you want to lure Dillion in and make an impression, go bake the biggest chocolate cake ever known to man and say, cake now, scat later.
What?
Hey, Phil. It's from Hey Phil.
Hey Phil. Hey, Phil, I didn't care for the last line, really.
Mourn, the tongue, it drips, okay. It flicks, it loves. It dances up the lower back, it all dances right. Up the shoulder shrubs. Ah, yes, dances. The tongue has a mind of its own as it prances daintily down toward the pan.
What?
One matted tuft, two matted tufts, taste the encrusted boy muff. Oh, is that corn boy? Do you like the taste of that white castle? Let that dripping tongue land in that mug crevice.
Okay.
That is from Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000 with a lousy email.
Be my vote. All right, boys, how do I put this? Wednesday's show sucked butt. Hoffman, worst email read of the year. Yes, worse than Plowsy. Pete, today, stack as many drizzling boy mud emails up front as you can.
Okay.
If Hoff sucks again, at least... All right, I can't read this. Doug, as you can see, half of it is cut out of the printing.
Let me see.
Check out, like, you can't finish any line because they're the words...
Yeah.
Thank you. Again, not a reading error. Half the words are cut off.
Printer's not aligned. I'll get rid of this one.
Thanks, bud. We got a great one here.
Okay.
Me and my stepdad, Lonnie, recently went to the GSCL meeting at the Golden Corral in South County last night. In case you didn't know, that stands for Gay Stepdad Club of St. Louis. Anyway, we were already pretty horny when our guest speaker showed up. It was Doug Vaughn. That's when some juice began to leak out of my front hole and my pants are stained.
Okay.
Anyway, Doug had a great speech on how it's okay to love men, in particular your stepdad.
I didn't say any of it.
That's when the gayness got out of control, and instead of going to the chocolate fountain, we all went for Doug's chocolate
volcano. Who was it, Clousy?
Sniffing holes, suspended. One more to get through, Doug.
A period of 2 days' time, his name as we speak... is being written into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log.
Did I ever tell you about the time I banged Nick Isaski?
Red's third baseman.
I have no idea who that is. It was a decade or so ago, my friends and I paid a visit to the Queen City to watch the Cards and Reds do battle. There's not a whole lot for a tourist to do in Cincy, so after some disgusting chili, we ended up on their version of the Becky Thatcher cruising the beautiful Ohio River. As I soaked up some sun on the bow of the ship, I noticed a handsome gentleman standing off by himself, gazing into the water, full of melancholy. I thought I'd be a good Samaritan and offer him a beer, since he seemed to be down in the dumps. As I approached, I recognized who it was exactly.
Ooh.
Hey, aren't you? I started, and his sadness turned into a wild, devilish grin. I'm exactly who you think I am, was his only response. We didn't have to say any more. He took me by the hand and led me down the poop deck, where, after 45 minutes that included rope, a life preserver, and a fire extinguisher, he left me grinning and gaping. Come to find out, it wasn't Nick Isaski at all. When I got back to my friend and I bragged about my encounter and pointed him out, none of them seemed to think it was Nick Isaski.
Isaski.
That's a tough one. Was Latino. Then I Googled it, and yep, white guy. It's fine, though. No regrets or anything. All right, then. That's a tool belt for Daddy and Doug.
That's very
heavy
odd.
Heavy hitters. That is what we got for email today.
Timmy Tom just quit, I guess.
Tool
belt. Yeah, I don't know
Dad.
If the material is too lowbrow for him when Tim is gone.
Yeah, boy, I don't know.
I got a good one.
I don't know. I guess I enjoyed hearing the name Nick Isaski again, so I'll go tool belt for Daddy.
Yeah, I think I will, too, because that was so hard to say.
Oh,
I heard
God.
It three different times.
I was going with Tunnels.
Oh, were you? Well, Tunnels
yeah,
was
Tunnels
wild.
Was my secondary pick, but I thought Tunnels Nick Isaski was a great one. So, Doug, there we go. Wrapped up the program. Hope everybody loved it.
So tool belt for Daddy belt. Wins the Hot Shots pizza for winning the Hot Shots email of the day. All right. Well, I guess we should wrap her up. We've done enough damage here.
I think we have, yeah.
Right. I'd like to thank everyone that was on the Mark Milton, STLTaxLawyer.com. Captain's Log, Justin Leonard was with us. Dillian Harper, Mark Hanna was with us today. Mechanic Joe, who's going to get a compressor for Iggy's air conditioning. For Jay Jr., who hosted the show for the most of it. Thanks, Jay, for coming in. Is he in again tomorrow?
He is.
Oh, good.
And before people complain, the Cardinals won 6-5 yesterday, so there you go.
There's our Cardinal talk. Yep. Well, for Jay and Iggy and Plowsy and producer Pete and everyone here at KFNS, thanks for listening. Frank Cusimano is up next.